It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use our search function and just type in John Husing into the search feature. Over the past few weeks, Dr. Husing has been talking about the national metrics or factors of the economy that affect our economic outcome in the Inland Empire. Things like inflation affected by interest rates, or maybe things like national policy, like, say, trade tariffs. How and when these factors affect the economy, Dr. Husing says, is itself even affected by what he calls the psychology of the economic markets.
I think we're talking ourselves into a recession, that we're getting all nervous about when's the next recession, and it's beginning to affect the long end of the curve. And as a result of that, you're starting to see us get into this position.
So if the banks if they're feeling conservative, or we could have a recession in another couple of years, so therefore I'm going to be hesitant to loan my to do long-term loans.
Yeah, I mean, like a mortgage loan is 30 years.
Yeah.
Or 10-year, whatever it is, but it's certainly not 2 years. The other thing that I think you see going on here is when you listen to chatter, and where do you see the chatter? It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's in Barron's. It's on CNBC. It's on Bloomberg. It's on Fox, the financial Fox station. You're hearing this conversation. And it's, and you've got people now coming in saying, I see doom. Well, that all begins to have some kind of an effect. And it's on the psychology of the markets.
Okay.
So that's the third metric we're looking at. Now, another one that goes along with this, which affects inflation, is what's going on with oil prices. Nationally, oil prices got down to about $35 a barrel. Right now, they are hovering around $70 a barrel. So oil prices have effectively doubled.
Since they went to the low,
which was in 2016. Yeah. We're sitting here 2018, and they've doubled in that time period.
Yeah.
That shows up in anything that uses petroleum, and a lot of, you know, it's not just gasoline, it's plastics, all use petroleum, agriculture, the fertilizers, a lot of, petroleum. Mm-hmm. So that's another factor that affects inflation.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll
and we
be
don't
watching
often think
that
about
one.
That. I mean, we don't think about gas, the price of gas, oil, really, affecting mortgage rates, for instance.
You know? Well, again, if you start to trace it through to where it gets to prices, and then to interest rates, and then to mortgage rates,
this
is all glued. You can't look at any of this in isolation. Now, that shows up in California, for instance. If I'm a trucking company or a manufacturing company that uses diesel for anything, in July of 2018, the price of diesel in California was $3.94 a gallon. That was 11% higher than in the second highest western state, which was Washington, state of Washington, and was the highest in the western U.S. It is 17.3% higher than adjacent Nevada. It's which was at 336. It was 21.7% higher than adjacent Arizona, which was at 310. So again, our cost is much higher. And that affects anything in California that uses diesel. And specifically, the logistics industry is impacted by that, which is a huge factor in our economy.
Hmm. Dr. Husing will be back next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.